Hello, everyone, and welcome to the AstroPH Daily Review podcast by Mikhail Lisakov, episode 7. Today is still 2020, November 3rd, and today I have a very exciting and very unusual paper on my table. It is authored by Melanie Roulet with co-authors and is entitled Use of 3D Printing in Astronomical Mirror Fabrication. Let's read the abstract first. In this paper, we are exploring the possibilities of 3D printing in the fabrication of mirrors for astronomy. Taking the advantages of 3D printing to solve the existing problems caused by traditional manufacturing, two proof-of-concept mirror fabrication strategies are investigated in this paper. The first concept is a deformable mirror with embedded actuator support system to minimize errors caused by the bonding interfaces during mirror assembly. The second concept is the adaptation of the stress mirror polishing technique to a variety of mirror shapes by implementing a printed thickness distribution on the backside of the mirror. Design investigations and prototypes plans are presented for both studies. I was very excited to read this paper, and while reading I had to Google a number of times for new words and concepts presented in this paper. The first word I have Googled was Zerodur, which is a trademark, and it is a lithium alumina silicate glass ceramic. I was really surprised to know that this material was used to build mirrors for Gran Canaria telescope, Keck 1 and 2, and also the mirror of Sophia. This Zerodur was used in the second part of the paper when the authors have made a mirror with coma and astigmatism by applying so-called stress polishing technique. Fortunately, this stress polishing is well described in the paper, and the basic idea is that you first have a blank made of this Zerodur, then you apply some forces to the edges to warp it so it looks like a Pringles potato chip. Then you polish it to a spherical surface. And when the forces are removed, the surface bends back a little bit and you get the desired coma and astigmatism. The authors have made all of this and the measured deformations quite close to that simulated. Because the mirror was 3D printed with a different thickness, as far as I understand, the forces were more evenly distributed to create a smooth surface. The other part of the paper is devoted to deformable mirrors. And here two different materials were used. First is titanium 64, which was printed with electron beam melting, which sounds awesome, I think. And the second material is alumina, which is aluminium oxide, which is printed inside a liquid resin. The motivation to use 3D printing for producing these mirrors is that the authors tried to overcome an issue that is usual for the conventional manufacturing. Because if you need to place an actuator to change the surface to like modify it, you have to attach supports for these actuators to the mirror. And this can add additional errors to the surface and increase its RMS. The authors have tried different designs, printing ribs in triangles, hexagons, and circles on the backside of the mirror. I was a little bit both upset and excited about the dimensions of the model. So the model is only 5 centimeters across, but the thickness of the optical surface is only 0.4 millimeters, a very thin layer. What is cool in this paper is that there are actual photos of the results, and they don't look like mirrors. So the titanium sample looks like a quite coarse sanding paper. But the alumina sample looks, I think, much better, and they have used it for some further research, and after polishing it, the RMS of the surface is appeared to be around 5 microns. I don't think it is enough for an optical instrument, but the authors decided to continue their research and print 24 more samples to test different techniques and different materials. And hopefully in some near future we will see new 3D printed mirrors for the telescopes. So I definitely recommend you to read this paper and to look at the images. I think you'll enjoy it. Thank you for listening and see you tomorrow.